Chapter 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the spirits. Commit your works to Yahweh, and your purposes shall be established. Yahweh has made everything for its own end. Yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart devises his way, but Yahweh directs his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth shall not transgress in judgment. A just balance and scales are Yahweh's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of the king, and they love him that speaks right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Yes, to get understanding is rather to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that gives heed to the word shall find good, and whoso trusts in Yahweh, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that has it, but the correction of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The appetite of a laboring man labors for him, for his mouth urges him on. A worthless man deviseth mischief, and in his lips there is a scorching fire. A perverse man scatters strife abroad, and a whisperer separates chief friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor, and leads him in a way that is not good. He that shuts his eyes devises perverse things. He that compresses his lips brings evil to pass. The hoary head has a crown of glory. It shall be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he that takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of Yahweh.